Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
The Rise Guys.
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
You'll get run over by an 18-wheeler today, fat boy.
Roll on.
She's going to get
on.
You.
Roll on. I got to play Bebe.
Mm.
Can't go without Bebe.
All right, then.
Or Tyrone.
You don't even know what kind of eggs them is.
It's Tyrone eggs.
Oh.
Robin eggs. I got tomatoes, potatoes.
Red bird, blue bird. Bird's eye.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I got fooled by a video today. It showed these Mayan ruins. Ruins. And it said dinosaurs caught on film. In front of these, and you literally see these small versions of something from Jurassic Park. The dinosaur had stubby legs, but a real long giraffe neck. Which ones are the Tyrannosaurus?
They only ate plants, right?
Well,
herbivores.
Nevertheless,
Tyrannosaurus.
It turns out they were monkeys, and their tail was what I thought was the head. You understand?
Yeah.
I'm a dummy.
Well,
they were playing off that. They were like, oh, it's dinosaurs. And you sit there and watch it for a minute, like, God, what is this AI? And you're like, it's not AI at all. It's monkeys. With their tails looking like, all right, forget it. I got to draw
see.
It for you to
I
get.
I see. I'm just.
Have you ever eaten at the barbecue place / gay bar, the Pork Sword?
No.
Because they're only open on Thursdays through Sundays, like every other barbecue joint.
They have 69 stars.
They really do.
Nice.
Free porking in the rear, it says.
God, have you tried the rump there? The roast?
It never ends.
Come get our pork butt.
Ooh.
We still get pictures when people go take the butt hole, W-H-O-L-E.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so look. That's the monkey. But from this perception, it looked like the tail of a tiny dinosaur.
Yeah, I see it. All right.
What do you know? Like,
I don't know. That's the first video I saw in the morning.
Mambos.
I was thinking either it's a rhesus monkey or a macaque.
They have rhesus monkeys?
I don't know.
Like after the famous cups?
Yeah.
God. I wonder if they have like my charts for like animals. You know, like when you take your like to the vet.
Yeah,
could you look up my cock on my chart?
Sure.
I think you could.
You could.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, if you keep them for their yearly like blood tests and everything that you do.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can take
really good.
Interesting.
Yours in for that. All right. Well, headlines brought to you by Gosling Electric. And did you know this? Listen, Alexa is about to get a whole lot smarter. Does that scare you?
People pissed at you for saying the name now. They're just like, I don't understand that.
I'm already smart. Because, you know, it's like that show where it takes over or that commercial where they allude to it, where she locks the whole security system down because the girl forgot her shake in the fridge or whatever.
There's that one, too, that movie where it was Megan Fox was playing that. She's like a robot babysitter kind of thing.
See, I get that backwards for the mixed up with the movie Megan, which was the same thing, but it wasn't her.
Mm-hmm.
So now I'm thinking Megan Fox played a robot.
Oh, maybe yeah, I'm no,
the,
no, no.
That's the other one where she was AI.
She was that was one where it's like a little Teddy Ruxpin doll, kind of. Ruxpin. How do you say it,
Rubskin?
You jerk.
I didn't say
that, man. It sounded like it.
Even if you did, I'm going to...
Jerk.
I didn't turn around in time.
I'll tell you what I was going to call you. It don't make sense. I was going to call you... Why would I call you that?
You would have reminded me what to do later.
You don't need a reminder.
To not mess people up at home and say this many times, your A word is about to get a whole lot smarter. So
I thought you were going to say smaller.
I've been called a smart ass for years, Paige.
So Amazon announced that they're rolling out a new version called A Word Plus.
A Word Plus.
Can I say it? I'll mess people up.
Just call it Alexa.
Alexa Plus. To a handful of users in March. Alicia. Then everyone will have it in the next few months, and it's supposed to be like an actual assistant.
It's not caught up with the AI world because you ask it like questions and I get that. I don't know about
what
that.
What have you asked her? Like
just like
intrusive.
Well, I get different answers.
Like for instance, I'll say, "Where did so and so play college football?"
Okay,
well. Something that should be a AI generator, real easy kind of thing. Mm-hmm. And it's like, I don't know about that one.
I did that this past week and I asked the A word, "What time does the race start?"
I don't know about that.
Couldn't tell me, but if I asked
her, I'm not allowed to talk about race.
I asked the S word what time it starts, and, you know, it tells me.
Something
mine always talks crap.
Kind of creepy about the A word is I said, A word, what's the temperature in the living room right now? And she knows. How does she know the temperature of my living room?
You got a smart house?
Like no, it's a dumb house.
She's like, hello.
Apparently you're raised there. I'm kidding. It was a joke. It was for fun.
It might as well be, because...
What'd it do?
How does she know the temperature of my living room?
Why is it in the living room?
I have one in my bedroom and one upstairs.
Well, your thermostat knows what it is also, so but you've had to have controlled it with it at some
point. She's not connected to the thermostat. How would she know?
Yeah, I don't know if you have a smart one that picks up on it, or I don't know. Or maybe she just took a guess and got real close.
Yeah, she's just giving you some kind of answer.
Because I would ask A word, what's the temperature outside, you know, obviously. And then I would, one day I said, A word, what's the temperature in this living room? And she told me.
That is very odd. I feel like you're the type that would put a bath bomb in your crack and sit in the tub with it before throwing it in.
Is that true, Paige?
No.
They're not Alka-Seltzers, for God's sake.
I usually put it in and let it dissolve before I get in the bathtub.
That's the traditional way of doing it.
You got to boof it first.
No.
I throw it in there and try to hop on top of it before it starts sizzling.
Really? I'm missing out on some fun, right?
Yeah, it's fun.
I should try that. Okay. So.
It tickles.
What is she going to be able to do? Well, she can do things like make dinner reservations, order groceries under an Uber.
I would not trust it.
Nope.
Text people, buy stuff on Amazon.
Nope.
Get some concert tickets through Ticketmaster.
I'll confess to this. You don't have to take a part in it, man.
Can I go to the bathroom?
Well, it has to do with that.
Okay.
Whenever, you know, and you can't do it now, but like, you know, over the past couple of years when we first got our Echoes in here.
Yeah. In here?
What, like in the station?
Oh,
like
yeah,
the bathroom.
Yeah.
Oh. It would ask. I would say, hey, play certain music. And like, oh, we can't do that. You can start a trial, though. Would you like to start a trial? And I'm like, yes. And it would just like, whatever we could think to ask it to start a trial. And I don't know whose account it was, but they got a lot of trials charged with their card.
What did you put on there?
Well, it'd be like, you know, we can't play 3-6 Mafia, but if you get a Music Plus subscription, would
wasn't
you like it?
One of us or anyone that used to be on this show, but we know someone
who
ordered an audible book on the downstairs bathroom,
nice.
And it played for 2 days. I don't know how much, maybe $7, $9, $10, but like, it accepted our voice, whoever it was that said it.
This is like years ago when we were at Rob's house and we ordered Magic Mike like 4 or 5 times.
You're such a punk.
What is this? This cable bill's like Rob.
I don't know. I think that was the first time he's going to know that. I don't know that he ever knew that.
You got like 50 or 60
That's
bucks for the Magic Mike.
Movies cost like $29 to download at home, too.
Oh, Lord.
We're going to get sued.
He's
going to call himself.
He can't take his own
busy.
Case.
Hey, folks.
Conflict of interest, Rob. You got to call somebody else.
That's true.
Can't defend yourself. What do they always say? A fool has them. What's the damn saying? A fool.
Half full?
A fool hires himself a lawyer. has himself as a lawyer. What's the damn saying?
I don't know.
So
don't defend yourself.
This service is going to be free with your Prime. Otherwise, you can pay money for it by itself. And people with the newer Echo Show devices will get it first.
See, there's some, I can't remember. What's one, not Zelle, but there's another one. It's kind of a...
Oh, that's what it is.
It's one of those where you're like, oh, I can freely share money on here. But like, yeah, the IRS is connected to that one too. I'm, it sounds like I'm laundering money, but I'm not. It's just one of those things where you're like, well, I know the reason you started a platform is because you didn't get the 0.007% of this transaction. I get that, but this whatever platform says, by buying a Whopper at Burger King with this platform, you get back 20%.
Oh, that's cool.
Oh, God. But then they won't get like, it right.
I mean...
New building, though.
It's still, though, it's like...
You have to declare
if
you make a profit.
If I'm standing there in line and I'm paying you with cold, hard cash and you giving them a discount, I'm fairly certain I'm going to be like,
what?
If you open a brand
new
Whopper.
There better be an onion ring in the bottom of that bag, damn it.
Oh, there will be. Even if you didn't order it, it'll be in there.
That's always a treat when you get that.
If you open a brand new Whopper joint, that's only going to mask the inefficiencies for so long.
Yeah. Yeah, they got, God, what's the other restaurant? My daughter was telling me this. She went to a restaurant and the drive through was a robot, not in physical form, but like the whole thing. You asked, you voiced your whole order, and I'm like, dude, that's
right.
Was it Hooters?
No,
women like going to Hooters.
My daughter, you know,
they got good wings.
Yeah, they like hot dog in there.
Was it? No, it's not Sonic. I can't remember where it was, but they.
I've seen the ones that walk around like the ramen places.
Yeah, I don't know.
They have your food on the little robot, and he goes to your table.
I'll text her.
They have him at the proctology's office, too.
Well, that's
oh, Lord.
Helping the
robot
server
with big
out.
Fingers walking
so the
around.
Server
what was the name
order?
Of the restaurant that had the robot drive through? See how fast she can respond.
I like how you screamed into the phone that was 2 inches from your mouth hole. Right near the gullet.
You know, you're being a dick today.
I love it. He's saucy.
New costume came in.
Saucy boy.
A man
Mark who, won't let you wear it on camera.
Oh, really?
Remember that?
He really won't.
We got a ding-a-ling mask, and Mark wouldn't let us wear it on camera.
I have,
no, we had
I
video
have one,
ideas,
too. Man. You can borrow mine and wear them together.
Wow. We should have y'all act like goats and start ramming each other with your heads.
I'll bring mine in. I don't remember why I bought it. I think I bought it just for fun.
Yeah. All right.
What's the damn saying?
Bojangles! One of our sponsors. That's who it is with the robot.
Oh
she just texted me.
Oh, that's cool.
That's
I knew that.
So
can
cool.
They bring the robot in to service?
Thank you so much. We're live on the radio right now. You are awesome.
Shout out.
All right. Technology. We'll take a break. We'll come back. We got birthdays. We got suckets. We got to tell you about the Big Friday show, and that's tomorrow. But we'll tell you here shortly. You all right? Good morning, everybody.
Spontaneous organism.
I understand how they're funny. The crack is stupid.
Well, we are.
Five cups of coffee.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Yeah, to play the music I love and get me ready to tackle the day.
The Rise Guys.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee price across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
we've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
In 2004, at 5:10 a.m., a UFO was spotted over Easley, South Carolina. Easley 911 was flooded with one call. The one guy who saw it has committed at least 15 minutes per week to look outside of what the media reports.
Freaking
to
me.
Read between the lines. Is that his huge, bushy beard or the true location of Area 51? It's now time for Mattman's Conspiracy Mysteries.
Your mama.
Oh, your mother.
This one is, again, there'll be some conspiracy. You know, I was foolish to say this is more, it is more of a mystery than a conspiracy, but there will be conspiracies that are drawn from this, because this is, I love a good story. I like a good story. I don't like all the murder ones that women like, but I like a good.
Oh, come on now.
I like a good story. I only like famous murder documentaries.
Okay.
If I don't know these people, like if it's, you know.
Oh, man.
Nicole Brown or such.
Oh. Some of the unsolved mysteries, those would drive you nuts.
Yeah, but
you never get any answers.
They were not as good as,
you Black know. Dahlia.
No, but when they would be on, you know, Unsolved Mysteries, you hope for the end they were going to go to Keely Shea for an update.
Oh, yeah, Keely. Keely's good.
In the Unsolved Mysteries Center. Remember, they'd be all these people sitting there on computers and stuff. Yep. Like they're answering the phones live.
You know, in general, they've only updated a handful of those.
I know. Let me tell you about this one. That's my tick. I gotta clear my throat.
Sergeant Baby Wiener.
It was a scorcher of a day. It was August 1912. Percy and Lessie Dunbar. They packed up all their belongings. They got their two young sons, and they were set off for a weekend. And you'll have to tell me if you've been there. Swayze Lake in Louisiana?
I'm not familiar.
I'm sure it was there before Patrick was, but it was a warm day. The cypress trees down there swaying in the wind. The trip going to be a peaceful retreat from all the heat. And by the time the sun had dipped below the treetops, the peace had turned to panic. 4-year-old Bobby was gone.
Bobby Dunbar?
Paige, that's right. At first, they thought he had just wandered off, like this little kid, maybe, you know, hanging out in the woods, a tree, a frog or something starts hopping away, you know. It's luring him into the woods, or maybe got too close to the water. I mean, you got to think all these things. And those terrifying minutes became hours. And the dread really had set in. The search began immediately. Family came over to Swayze Lake, friends, even strangers, or it says strangers, pardon, strangers, not stangers, hundreds of people literally gathered in the area, scoured, calling for Bobby's name. Do it in the background for me, fat boy. They were calling Bobby's name.
Bobby!
In the
Bobby,
thick Dumbo. Louisiana
Bobby.
Wilderness. God, dang it. They searched under everything, behind every tree, under every fallen log. They went through
every
inch of that murky swamp.
I bet it wasn't instant, too.
It wasn't instant.
I think it probably took a few minutes. Kids back then could seem to wander off of more of a leash.
And then sundown was the only time the parents would maybe even notice. Oh, I need to remember, are my kids here?
Yeah.
You know, but again, on vacation, out camping, you know, again, 1912, they're camping, so... You know,
there's a war going on. Why are you going to camp?
I know. So, anyway, all these people came together. Nothing surfaced. They found no footprints. They found no torn clothing. No body. It was like Bobby Dunbar had vanished. Like the earth opened up and swallowed him inside. No trace of this kid. And this was a time where law, and I'm not saying lawmen now don't. I'm certainly not saying that. But back then, lawmen knew how to look for the on the land to tell, like, do you know how moonshiners used to wear shoes that looked like cow hooves?
Actually, no.
Okay.
Really?
So moonshiners would wear shoes that had cow hooves on the bottom, so when they walked out into the woods, the policemen couldn't follow the tracks to the steels. Because a lawman's not, policeman's not going to follow cow tracks. So they wore shoes that looked like, imagine Tickle out there in the woods with his, like the Bigfoot people would go walk the bear, you know, they wear the Bigfoot shoes out there to make the opposite
of. That's crazy.
I thought you were going to say there was a moonshiner with four nipples.
No. Oh. No, that's, Tipple has two. Tickle, he has two. So listen to this. Let's not make light of this. This is tragic. I mean, imagine this happening.
This is sad. I'm wondering.
So those minutes turn to hours, turn to days, turn to 8 long months. I could not imagine the Dunbars just living in agony, desperate for answers that never came until one day. A miracle happened, or something that seemed like one. A boy matching Bobby's description was found in nearby Mississippi. Who can spell it first? Go.
M-I, crooked letter, crooked letter, humpback. M-I, crooked letter, crooked letter,
I, you're both incorrect. M-I-S-S-I-S-S-I-P-P-I. So they got a boy matching young Bobby Dunbar's description found in Mississippi, traveling with a drifter named William Walters.
Swing sniffer. Hashtag.
Authorities wasted no time, certainly. Walters was arrested. The Dunbars were called to come claim their son. But this is where this is the weird mystery part of it, man. This is insane. Accounts of this reunion and the boy and his family kind of differ, but some say that the mom, Lessie, L-E-S-S-I-E, Dunbar, recognized the boy instantly. Of course, that's her son. She collapsed in relief. She was so thrilled. She was on her hands and knees, thanking God.
Oh, Lord.
Others claim that she hesitated. She was a little uncertain at first because the hair was a little different. But maybe this...
Color-wise?
It just says the hair was a little different. Maybe it was cut or whatever, but maybe William Walters, his traveling drifter, cut the hair to make him look different, or who knows? The hair was different. But others claim that she fell on her knees and said, oh my, thank you God, you gave my son back. The others say she hesitated, uncertain at first because his hair was different. But then the next day, she gave him a bath and then said, yes, this is my son. She embraced him. She saw a scar on the bottom of his foot. The husband did not remember the scar, but she says, I do. This is my son.
Give me a tattoo of Lion King.
It was a scar.
Yeah. Man, the fact that I got to see the scene where it plays out, because
Murky Swamp, Louisiana, 1912.
Okay, like, you're just going to disappear for that period of time without...
8 months.
They wouldn't have canvassed the area.
I mean, they did. I mean, they don't say it here, but I'm sure they brought out the dogs. I mean, hundreds of people. You know how good old people come together in a tragic time. They just stop with Helene. All the people we know from the upstate that would drive up there just seeking to help out in any way they could. Dad didn't remember the scar, but he said, you know what? I work all the time. You stay at home with the boy. You might would notice things like that, right? The boy, though, Dad did say the boy acted a little different. He was very quiet. Oh, I attribute that to possibly if the child was abducted and things were
traumatized.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That could be exactly what that is. So when nurses, doctors, cops, investigators, this, that, and the other would try to talk to that kid, he was very quiet. He would not say, yes, I'm Bobby Dunbar. But he also wouldn't deny that he was Bobby Dunbar. So, anyway, regardless of any of the doubt, cops made their decision. The boy was handed over to the Dunbars, and they took him home. They had a parade for him in the hometown when he came back. The streets were lined with the neighbors. They were all cheering. Bobby is back, they were chanting. Bobby is back. Or was he? Because there was one woman who refused to accept it. Who was that?
The mom.
Julia Anderson, a poor woman from North Carolina who claimed the boy was not Bobby Dunbar, but it was her son, Bruce Anderson. She swore what? She'd gave William Walters, that's the traveling weirdo, no, drifter they called him.
Drifter.
She had given this drifter permission to take Bruce on one of his travels with him, which there again is odd.
Very
that's
odd.
Sus.
Again, that's when a time when kids were still working, like jobs. This is 1912. She gave this guy permission to take little Bruce with her. But in the eyes of the law, Julia's voice carried little to no weight. They were like, you know, this is a time where record keeping still wasn't all that great. She could not even produce a birth certificate to say that that's my son. She was very poor, illiterate, and they say here uneducated. But they say that about everyone from the South. They didn't kiss my ass. So she was
Bruce.
Unwed. The judge, and you know, when they brought it up, they said, look, we can't prove that's your son. But this family over here, they're a respectable middle class. We feel, though, this child will be better suited to be with the Dunbars. So, it was decided.
Suspicious. Was Bruce's father named Don Anderson by chance?
No. I thought you were going to go somewhere totally different. I'm glad you didn't.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm not going to say what I thought. Wait, though. Listen.
Okay.
William Walters, the traveling drifter guy, he was convicted of kidnapping and sent to prison.
But he must have done that to somebody else.
The boy was raised as Bobby Dunbar and his life went on. Break it down. Live from the Four-Eyed Willie Studio.
What a name.
No, it's called Rob.com Studio here in Greenville. It's time to say, well, hey, famous people celebrating a birthday on February 27th. Happy birthday.
Oh, suck it.
Break her down. Good, buddy.
I'm going to be honest with you. I saw this one recently. I'd add it to the list. It is not anybody in Rage Against the Machine.
Someone in the movie Carrie's Rage.
I think Timmy Comfort, I think his birthday was yesterday.
Who?
Bass player.
He said not in Rage.
Not in Rage.
This is someone who's enraged.
This is the walkout music from the number 2 ranked fighter in the flyweight division, the women's flyweight division of bare knuckle fighting championships.
Oh, is this Taze?
It is Taylor Killaby Sterling's birthday.
Oh, happy birthday.
I wore her gym to the shirt the other day. Damn it. Can I be dyslexic late in life? I wore her
worked
gym.
Out for Tom Cruise.
I wore her shirt to the gym the other day, and boy, it got some looks.
I bet.
Because she's wearing very provocative clothing and on the t-shirt.
I don't think she wears a shirt to the gym, to be honest with you.
She goes topless.
Pretty much.
Yeah. I'll spot her when she's doing bench then. I'm just kidding. She'd kick my ass.
She would.
So happy birthday to her. Gosh, guessing someone you know as a woman's birthday that could kick your ass. My legit guess would be like 25.
I don't know if she's got a fight again coming up either. We got to check in.
25.
I'm going to text her happy birthday right now just to look.
Killaby Tay Sterling is 29 years old today.
Ah. Oh,
happy birthday.
She'll forever be 29 years old.
Do what you tell me.
Is this the age women like to be, right?
Happy birthday.
Thank you.
Turn off. I forget to turn off the thing and it starts typing everything I say. And I almost sent a bad thing to Jamarcus Gaston a moment ago.
Oh my gosh.
He loved it though.
He would laugh about it. He's a good guy.
Tay, you share a birthday with a famous Jersey Shore cast member. You want to guess?
Jersey Mike.
I love Why was he not on there?
I love the Giant. It's great.
We'll
it's
cut
like
it
three
right
meals in one. the situation, that's the only one I remember. Paulie?
Not Pauly D.
Is it a girl one?
It is a girl.
Dark hair. What's her name?
The Italian one.
That girl.
Come on.
Thick one.
I bet Paige, you know. Are you thinking of Snooki?
Yeah.
It is not Snooki's birthday.
I was going to say Snoopy, but that's not right.
Was it the one that would only gym, tan, and laundry?
It's not Angelina's birthday.
He knows all these characters. I've never really watched it.
I mean,
it.
I'm not.
It's not Dina's birthday.
Okay.
Oh, boy.
J-Well.
Oh,
I knew there was a Farley.
Jenny Farley.
When I found out, I was like, dude, is she related to the man himself? Mr. Farley from Three Stooges.
Oh, I thought you were going to say Mr. Wow.
Mr. Farley.
I tripped myself.
You were too funny.
Eesh.
How old is Ms. Wow?
Man, I don't know if she's in her 40s yet. I'm going to go 41. Just play it safe.
39.
She is 39 years old today.
Dad, blame it. Dad, burn it.
I don't even know, really know what she looks like.
Plus,
she's...
I can't picture this show right
now.
It's
hard to even explain what she looks like.
I know.
She looks like a lot of people.
I'll skip this one here because I like this guy. He's a good singer, but when you hear his music, you have to be in a certain mood. So,
Michael Bolton.
Happy birthday, Josh Groban.
Oh.
You're 44 years old today. Chelsea Clinton. Not from Chelsea Lately. That's Chelsea Handler.
I don't want to get killed.
You better guess right.
I better guess right, and they'll put me on the list.
32.
You just made the list. You said what, page 32?
32.
I'll go 33 then. That seems to be their favorite number.
Chelsea Clinton is 45 years old.
Wow.
Yeah. Boy, we are off.
Remember,
wow.
She was young when old Bill was doing his thing.
Isn't it crazy to think it's been 40? Wait a minute, is that right? No, 30. 30 years since he was president. Yep. I almost said 40, but not. Wow, we.
This gentleman is a former Kansas City Chief.
And loves this song.
And Atlanta Falcon. Yeah, this is one of his favorite tunes. He's the Hall of Fame class of 2019. He holds every major NFL record for tight ends. He's currently a commentator on Thursday Night Football for Amazon. TG. There's his.
Terry Glenn.
Ours is. No. You'll feel like a stupid dumbass age when you hear
it. Oh, gosh. Okay, I don't want to feel like that today.
Remember Chief? He was a Chief first. Finished up with the Falcons. Matt Ryan was his quarterback.
Julio Jones? No.
This is what sucks, man, because he won't be remembered
as... Give me the initials again.
TG. Because people talk about Gronk and Travis Kelce. They don't talk about him anymore. Tony Gonzalez.
Oh, you butthole.
I feel like we've been here at 11 o'clock.
Man. Yeah, but you're right. I do feel like a stupid, dumb ass age right
can't
now.
I remember all those names.
That's so much.
Tony was never won the big one, but he was great.
How old is Gonzo? I'm going to say 44. He's a rookie in 97. I do know that.
44. Tony Gonzalez is 49 years old today.
I give up, man.
You give up. You're a little off. Not that bad.
No.
This is TLC.
Dude, I just made a reel yesterday with featuring TLC's Waterfall.
Well, this is...
Was it a waterfall?
This is Creep.
Yeah, I was hiking.
You got two guesses. See if you get it on the first one.
Okay, so we know it's not Left Eye, Paige. So just don't guess piece. That. I will go... Paige, I'll go T-Boss if you go Chili. Or do you want Chili and I go T-Boss?
Either way.
Come on, you're like a woman asking...
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to ExpressPros.com to find your location. That's ExpressPros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
She wants to eat. Paige wants T-Boss. I'll go chili.
Well, you go right. Yay. She should have went with chili.
Well, we can't have the same. Brother. Oh, yeah.
In honor of your brother.
He makes a good chili.
Well, I'm not.
The chili cooking haircut.
Paige sucks on chili dogs.
Oh, we got to get
tasty free.
Will you write a note down, chili dogs? There's something we got to get into. Not today, but.
Real chili dogs or
the
fake chili dogs?
You're not talking about the sexual connotation of.
Huh? Right?
That's the thing what Paige is talking about.
I don't like that.
Nobody knows, and both sides attack each other relentlessly.
Is this talking about like bird dogs? Okay, don't even bother.
Is this the stuff chili that you dogs. Get at the grocery store? Or is this
I'm
going
to see that right later and think, oh God, was I supposed to get that at Publix today or Ingles or whatever?
It is Rosanda Thomas's birthday, a.k.a. Chili.
Big one?
Nope.
52.
53.
54.
Wow. Damn it.
Years man. Old today.
Damn it.
I'm not going to get invited to the NAACP Awards this year.
Oh, man, this one's...
I took three people last year.
Mm-hmm.
Donald Logue. You want to guess Donald Logue? I love the guy. I think he's great. Grounded for Life was a great show.
His name's not Donald, though.
Not Donald.
It's Donald.
Donald?
He was good on ER for his two-year-old stint. He was in the Blade movies.
Is he handsome?
You know his face.
Doctor, what is it? Well, it turns out we'll have to give you a Donald Logue.
I mean,
you'll be put to sleep. It'll be fine.
Mm-hmm.
73, 75.
Donald Logue is 59.
Wow!
What
God
are we doing, bless. Donald? I'm so sorry,
man. He's been around a while.
I'm going to give you two teams. You give me the star.
I need the initials as well.
Okay, two teams and the initials. First team, North Carolina Tar Heels.
Lawrence Taylor.
Second team,
Drake May. No,
Los Angeles Lakers.
James Worthy.
It is James Worthy's birthday. Look, he didn't even need the initials.
J-Dub.
Big Worthy.
Okay, let's think here. Right now, 80. He was in
I'm a creep.
83, yeah. Right before Jordan.
I want a picture of your mama in her drawers.
Alternate lyrics.
Oh, we got the remix.
You don't even know what kind of eggs them is.
She... 63.
Ah. 65.
I don't like it.
Oh, split the difference, you two.
64, damn.
64 years old for Jim Worthy.
Oh, poo.
Dad, blame it.
This guy, he ran for president two or three times, unsuccessfully as a third-party candidate from the Green Party.
Bernie?
Nope.
Ron. Paul.
R-N.
Jake Paul.
R-N, the initials.
R-N. Registered nurse. No. R-N.
You might have even voted for him a couple times.
No.
Ralph Nader.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
I feel like you don't know S anymore.
He'd get like...
Like, it's just all gone. Like,
I just got James Worthy right without the initials.
One. I had to, like, you know, give you Tony Gonzalez, and the other day there was one that you...
Well, aren't you the nicest person?
I feel like...
Let's play the secret sound game, guys. You ready? You hear that? That's my knife opening right now.
Oh my gosh.
I'm going to pretend I'm at an axe throwing place here in a minute.
You're going to it like Nutty Professor?
Look.
Where are you going to throw it?
And it's a camouflage knife, so if I drop it in the woods, I'm screwed.
Yeah.
I will not find it.
I just step on it.
Stupid.
Cut your toes off. Are you good at throwing axes? Because I'm terrible.
Axes. I thought you said X's.
Oh, yeah.
I'll give you an easier one to guess. Because we mentioned her yesterday. I don't know how her name came up. But it is Ralph Nader, by the way, is 91.
Oh, yeah.
It is Joanne Woodward's birthday.
Oh, wow.
And she is still with us.
She's a good lady.
Went to Greenville High School.
Yeah.
92.
Don't they have her Oscar?
They do.
Yeah.
Let's break in and steal it.
92. We've already said it now.
92.
Someone lead us to it.
95 years old.
Oh.
Which rest in peace.
Oh,
yeah, Gene Hackman. Not his birthday today, but they found him dead yesterday and he's 95 years old.
With his wife and his dog, and they say no foul play. Something, man.
We're going to find out more today, I imagine. Happy heavenly birthday, Howard Hessman, aka
Johnny Fever.
Yes, sir. Would have been 85 years old today.
Damn it.
Liz Taylor, how many times is she married? Seven or eight?
Lady.
God, she perfumed all my family members of the 90s.
And those beautiful eyes, they're almost like...
I want some white diamonds, Matthew.
Should have been 93 years old.
Happy birthday, Liz.
Go to Belk, Matthew. Give us some white diamonds.
Did they look poorly on her for doing Cleopatra?
Yeah, she was fantastic. Hot.
No, but I mean, like it was...
She got really sick filming that.
Well,
she looked like hell later
maybe
in life.
Maybe it was pharaohs who were cursing her for pretending to be Egyptian in a movie. I don't know.
I would have watched her done Cleopatra when she was 90. I mean, why not?
Yeah.
Wouldn't have looked as good.
God, remember the guy that she was married to? He's much younger than her. He was always in all the lie papers. He was...
Oh, yeah.
Dude, Larry.
He had, like, rock star hair. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, Cleopatra. But then that was a time when, like, John Wayne played an Asian in a movie. Like, no joke. Like, look
at
that.
That was her last husband, Larry Fortinsky.
Yeah.
Well, she was married to Richard Burton twice.
Yeah.
One, two, three, four.
The Magician. Her life. No, that's Lance Burton. The snowboarder. All right.
So I forgot she was married to Conrad Hilton.
From Different Strokes?
From the hotel.
Oh. Dude. Paris Hilton's daddy? Or grandpa?
Grandpa, right?
Oh, wow. All rich people just hang out together.
Lawrence Taylor and Liz Taylor are cousins, it says here first.
No crap. There's your North Carolina reference right there.
That's uncanny.
All right. MVP today, Paige. No question.
Oh, Larry died in 2016.
Now, I'm not going to tell you what MVP stands for, but Paige, you win.
Oh, why? Okay, thank you. I'll take it.
You should. It was good. It was good. What'd it do? I loved it.
What'd I do?
This is the best stuff. You know,
what I do,
like on SNL, where somebody, you know, the little mess ups, they're fun. They're fun. The writers probably get mad about it. Oh man, you messed up that line.
Lauren's gonna get mad.
You messed up that line. I'll say this. Thank you for listening. Hope you enjoyed today's show. If you didn't, get your sense of humor checked out by a doctor today because it was funny as hell.
Really was.
Tomorrow's gonna be even better. Is there a glimpse into the future, perhaps? Is there a glimpse?
Oh, there's all kind of stuff going on tomorrow, future. Man.
There's a lot to catch up with tomorrow because it's...
We bust those phones wide open.
Well, tomorrow we will be here and then we'll be taking a little break. We will be off Saturday and Sunday this week.
Yeah.
No,
sorry.
Okay.
Returning on Monday.
Sorry.
Yeah. So it goes.
We were going to make that announcement tomorrow, but I'll say it early. Get today's podcast. Text podcast to 1-800-774-0093. The TLCMotors.com phone line. Standard data text rates apply. Don't text and drive. Get it on Shopify, Spotify, all of it. Damn, I can't do one of these without messing up. Good morning. Wash your hands. God bless you. Amen.
I have something to say.
One number does it all on the TLC Motors text line at 800-774-0093.
That's communication.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Bye, baby, bye.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
we've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.